The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya. Decorate your gatherings, decorate your mahafil by reciting durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says, for indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salat, the salam, which you recite on me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all. And we welcome you to a beautiful, beautiful, new, exciting series and silsilas. Alhamdulillah, this is the series called The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, what is this light of guidance? Indeed, the beautiful religion of Islam. And this light of guidance, 124,000 prophets approximately transferred this light of guidance. And in the end, the embodiment of Nur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this beautiful light of guidance, this religion of Islam, and he passed it on to his Sahaba-i-Kiram. Sahaba-i-Kiram instilled it in their lives and hearts, and then they passed it on to the Tabi'een, the Taba-Tabi'een, the Awliya-i-Kiram, the Ulama Ahl-Sunnat, subhanallah, and they spread this light throughout the entire world and the entire universe, and the entire world is illuminated with this beautiful light of guidance, subhanallah, subhanallah. This light of guidance is indeed a means of guidance, that those who followed this light, those who followed the religion of Islam, those who acted upon the teachings of Islam, no doubt they definitely remained and stayed on the straight and correct path. And those who turned away from this guidance, Allah, 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 those who did not get themselves involved with this light of guidance, those who didn't want to be part of this light of guidance, those that turned away from it, Allah, they ended up being misguided and corrupted. And in the end, they were destroyed and they were destructed. Allahu Akbar. Especially the youngsters. The youngsters is, you know, that group that anything takes impact on them very quickly. Whether there is something bad or whether there is something good, the first people who it can have an effect on is the youngsters. So if you have a beautiful discourse in front of someone young and something good is being spoken in it, immediately it will have an effect on his heart and mind. And likewise, if there is some bad company, some bad influence, and something bad is being spoken, immediately it will have an effect on the youngsters, first of all. That is why this light of guidance, when people turned away from it, they started being misguided and corrupted, especially the youngsters, because their hearts and minds were then filled with misunderstanding, misconceptions, and, you know, lots of doubts. And in that doubts, because they were young, they ended up following the wrong path. Allahu Akbar. So in this beautiful, beautiful series, The Light of Guidance, we will be, alhamdulillah, discussing many, many, many various beautiful topics. Our subject is very vast. We will be discussing everything and anything, inshallah. Beautiful things related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful Anbiya-i Kiram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their life, their seerah, lessons from there. Likewise, the Sahaba-i Kiram. And then coming on, we'll learn about the Awliya-i Kiram, we'll learn about the Ulama-i Kiram, we'll learn about many diseases as well, you know, such as jealousy, hatred, backbiting, tale-telling, We learn about many problems in today's society, today's time, such as disrespecting of parents, such as many topics which are suitable for the modern age and time. Today, the topic which I have chosen to speak about, because we are the servants of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is our duty and it is necessary and obligatory upon us that we show our respect and our honor and our love and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, without the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no iman. It is the base of the iman, and our iman bases upon the love and the ita'at and the obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, as somebody has very beautifully said that Muhammad ki muhabbat deen haq ki shart awwal hai, isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch na mukammal hai. But indeed, the first and foremost condition of your iman is the obedience and the ita'at and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there is any lackage there, if there is any thing which is left short in that department, then you must know that everything will be futile. Nothing will be of use and everything will go in vain. Your salah, your zakat, your roza, everything, because everything is based on the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So there are many beautiful ways of developing and instilling this love in our hearts and in our minds. And amongst those many numerous ways, one beautiful way is reciting durood and salutations upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because indeed the more durood you recite upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more it shows your love towards him and the more the love will increase in your heart. A beautiful example, an example which everyone can understand. If in this world, if we love someone, we love our parents, alhamdulillah, we love our siblings, we love our teachers, we love our peer or murshid, we love these kind of people. So whenever we love someone, we like speaking about them. We like discussing about them. If somebody speaks about them, we get happy. If somebody says anything good about them, we start getting happy. We feel the joy in our heart. We feel the happiness in our heart, subhanallah. And we also feel that in every discussion, we should include them. So when a person keeps on reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every moment, every time his lips are moist with the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that denotes how much love that person has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The more love you have, the more durood you will recite, subhanallah. And we will discuss inshallah more about this beautiful topic. That is why I chose today the topic to speak on is the excellence and the beauty of reciting durood upon the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is a very vast topic, and we won't be able to cover lots of aspects, but inshallah azawajal, in the light of Quran, in the light of hadith, we will try and cover as much as we can in this beautiful silsila. So stay with us inshallah, and we will be discussing this beautiful topic, which is the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we go to our topic, let's all recite durood once. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One more time. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin kama tuhibbu wa tarda bi an tusalli alayhi. And one more time from the bottom of your heart, wherever you are in this world, close your eyes and picture yourselves in front of Gumbad-e-Khazra, and then recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the bottom of your heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Before I come to the ayat of the Holy Quran, which discusses the importance and the excellence of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us listen to a very faith-refreshing parable, a very beautiful incident, and inshallah, then we will carry on this beautiful topic. Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that my beloved mother told me that her father, which means my grandfather basically, his name was Muhammad, and he left a will saying that when I pass away, and after my ghusl is completed, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. And on that letter, it's going to be written, هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ الْعَالِمِ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. It will be written that Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from the hellfire due to knowledge. So my grandfather said that, placed that small letter inside my coffin, inside my shroud. So the mother says that, you know, when he left this world and when ghusl was given to him, after that, when he was covered in the coffin, in the shroud, that piece of paper did fall. And when it fell, people read it, and then I took it and I placed it on his blessed chest. Subhanallah. She says that, but there was something unique about this piece of paper, this letter. What was the unique thing is that, as you could read it from the front, similarly you could read it from the back of the page. Normally if you write something on a page, if you have to scribble something, draw something, in the front it looks perfect. But as soon as you turn the page, you won't be able to have a clear visual of that specific object or the writing, whatever it is, as you see from the front. But she says the uniqueness and the beauty of this piece of paper was, as you could see it from the front, likewise you could see it from the back as well. It could be read from the back as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he says that, I asked my beloved mother, what action did my grandfather do? What action should he perform? I mean, such a great rank was given to him, that this letter was given, that he is free from the fire of Jahannam. What action did he do? Subhanallah. So he says, my mother replied, Allah, Allah. And after listening to this reply, everyone's heart is going to feel enlightened. What this beautiful reply. She said, Subhanallah, kana aktharu amalihi dawamu zikri ma'a kathrati salati ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. She says that what he used to do, what that action was, that along with performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would also recite salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What was the action? He used to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only that, with that he would recite durood abundantly upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that became the means that when he left this world, a letter was given that this person is free from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, there are countless and immense blessings of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let's come to the ayat of the Holy Quran which discusses this beautiful aspect in this beautiful topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah Ahzab, ayat number 56, a very beautiful ayat, and everyone I'm sure memorized this ayat. Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah ta'ala says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels sends blessings on the conveyor of the unseen, means on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O you who believe, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means the hukum has come from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should also send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, that when this blessed ayah was revealed, after revelation of this ayah, the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emanated the noor out of joy. Means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy and he said, congratulate me. Why? Because I have been given that blessed ayah which is more beloved to me than this world and whatever it contains. Subhanallah. Means this blessed ayah of Durood Pak is more beloved to me than this world and whatever it contains. This sentence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is enough to prove the excellence of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Mufassir Shahir Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Irhan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also comments on this beautiful ayat and he says that, do you know, this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O you who believe, send durood and send salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says this ayat is indeed the naat and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says how? He says, listen to a very interesting thing in this ayat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many commands in the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala has mentioned aqimus salah, establish salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ pay your zakah. Allah ta'ala mentioned وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, that complete the rites of Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has mentioned that وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ, treat your parents kindly with goodness. Allah ta'ala has given many commandments in the Holy Quran, but for anything, Allah ta'ala has never ever said that I and my angels also do this thing. Allah ta'ala has never said, establish salah, myself and my angels also establish salah. No. Pay zakat, I and my angels also pay zakat. No. For any action, Allah ta'ala has never ever mentioned that myself and I and my angels do that action. But he says, look at the beauty of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah ta'ala says that you, O believers, you perform durood, you send durood and salam on my beloved Habib. Why? Because inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Because indeed Allah and His angels also recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they recite salat and they send salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself and His angels are doing this action, and then He commanded the believers to also do it, and this itself proves the excellence and the beauty of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the only action which Allah, His angels, and we are also commanded to perform is indeed the reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But a question comes to mind, that yusalluna ala nabi, Allah ta'ala, you know, send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the difference? If Allah ta'ala is sending salat, we are also sending salat, then there must be a difference in meaning. There must be a different form of salat. Subhanallah. So it is very beautifully mentioned. Imam Baghawi has mentioned in Sharh Sunnah. He says that the salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to shower mercy. And our salat means to supplicate for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And another question can be posed here. That, yes, somebody can say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering mercy on His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense. It's beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. So, what is the need for us to supplicate for the mercy upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah ta'ala is already showering His mercy, His infinite mercy upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ulama kiram have mentioned a very beautiful answer, and the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yahan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, explains this, and he says that, O those who recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the reciters of salat and salam, don't ever, ever, ever assume and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need of your durood, of your salutations to shower mercy upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Allah ta'ala is ghani, He is independent, He is not muhtaj, He is not in need, He is not dependent on anyone or anything for anything. He does whatever He wills, He is independent, subhanallah. So don't ever think that He is depending on your supplicating, that when you supplicate, then He will shower mercy on His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Mufti Ahmad Hanaimi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering mercy on His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when then and when did not exist. Means before this time and before this world was existing, before that also Allah Ta'ala was showing His immense and infinite mercy upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when you were not even born, when you weren't even existing, the mercy was being showered upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't ever misunderstand and think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in need of your durood, or Allah ta'ala is depending on your supplication, on your salat and your salam for Him to shower mercy. No, what's the need for you to supplicate? The benefit is yours, that you supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower mercy upon His beloved Habib. When you recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the benefit is yours. Why? Because you recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your sins are forgiven from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your ranks are exalted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Don't ever think that with your recitation it's going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in need of it. No, he is already, he has been given that high status in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, my beloved, and we have raised, we have exalted for you your remembrance. So Allah Ta'ala has already exalted the status of his beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, the benefit when we recite durood is indeed we are benefiting ourselves by cleaning our sins, by attaining reward, and by elevating our ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So even this beautiful action of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is automatically benefiting us, and we are getting the beautiful benefit from it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the excellence and the beauty of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one very beautiful thing, this is mentioned in Al-Qawlul Badi. Alhamdulillah, we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at, we are people who love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love the Ahl Bayt, we love each and every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love the Awliya Kiram, we love Ulama Ahlul Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And we are proud to call ourselves Sunni Muslims, Alhamdulillah. But let me mention to you something very beautiful, and maybe it will be the first time you all heard this, but it will be something which is going to enlighten your heart, and you will feel very delighted. What is that? It is mentioned in Al-Qawlul Badi, page 131. Note this down. Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, he says, Alamatu ahli sunnati. Allah, Allah, Allah. That you'll want the sign, you'll want any indication, you'll want any marking of the people of Ahlul Sunnah, you'll want to know who are Ahlul Sunnah. He says, Alamatu Ahlul Sunnati, the sign of Ahlul Sunnah, the sign of people of Sunnah, the sign of a Sunni is, he says, Kasratu Salati ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reciting Salah, reciting Salat, reciting Salam, reciting Durood abundantly upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the sign of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, you can see all the Sunnis in the world, that wherever there is a Mihfil Milad, wherever there is a gathering, wherever there is a 40 days, 3 days, 10 days, or there is a gathering, there is a urs of any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any Mihfil, each and every Mihfil starts with durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it finishes, it completes in a way where we stand up and recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So that's your sign, your alamat. The more you recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shows that you are a lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lover of the Ahl Bayt, and the lover of the Sahaba ikram, and that proves that you are a Sunni and you belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnat wal jamaat. May we always remain loyal to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the blessed and beloved companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May our lives, our parents' lives, our wealth, our everything be sacrificed on the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and may we always remain firm and staunch on our aqidah. Inshallah, inshallah. And one way is to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all recite durood together once. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. A very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the closest to me on the day of judgment, the closest to me. First picture the entire scenario. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about the day of judgment, Qiyamah, the final day, the day when accountability is going to be taken, the day where, you know, Hisab Kitab is going to be done, the day where we are going to be given our book of deeds, the day where the decision is going to be made if we are going to enter Jannah, which is paradise, or if we are going to remain in Jahannam and the fire, the hellfire, Allahu Akbar. So that important day, the day of judgment, on that day we need every support, on that day we need every help. And what greater support can you get than being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah. So indeed on that day when we will be terrified, we will be running away from everyone, we need support and we need to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you a method. He's giving you something to do. He says, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be who? Will be that person, Allah, who has recited the most durood upon me in this world. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So, yes, we want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to recite the most durood. We want to recite salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So, how much durood should we recite for the durood to be in abundance? How much time should we take out? Well, I would say, and there is a very beautiful hadith about this, but unfortunately, because of time, I cannot discuss that beautiful narration. Inshallah, in the coming class, we will discuss the beautiful incident where Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much time should I allocate for reciting durood upon you, subhanAllah. So if we can adopt the sunnah of that Sahabi, and we spend our entire time reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will be excellent, it will be perfect, it will be the best thing. But ulama ikram have given us also an option that if you want to include yourselves in the list of those people who recite durood abundantly on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what is the number? Ulama ikram have discussed, subhanallah. Allama Yusuf Nibhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, whilst narrating a saying of a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, the minimum number of reciting salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance is 350 times in the day and 350 times in the night. That's the minimum requirement of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions in Kashf al-Ghumma, he says that the minimum number, and he mentions this by saying that many awliya and many saints and many scholars have mentioned this, that the minimum number of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance is at least 700 times every night and 700 times every day. Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, the renowned muhaddith Sheikh, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, subhanallah, he says, recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 1,000 times every day. He says, or else, otherwise, consider 500 to be sufficient. Then he further says, some saints have advised to recite it 300 times daily, and some have advised to recite it 200 times after Fajr and Asr Salah each. SubhanAllah. Then he says, develop a habit of reciting some before going to sleep as well. He further states, one should definitely recite Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 100 times daily. Allahu Akbar, Allah. At least 100 times daily. Where he started off with, he said 1,000 times you must recite. He said, okay, you can't do 1,000, then at least come to 500. He said, you can't do 500. Some scholars have said, okay, 200 after Fajr Salah, 200 after Asr Salah, it will become 400. He says, would that make it a habit of reciting before you go to sleep? And he says, you can't do anything at all, then at least 100 times a day recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And I mean, how difficult is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our life, our honor, everything is sacrificed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't we take out few minutes? Yes, I'm saying few minutes. You know how long it takes to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maximum it took maybe 3 to 4 seconds, not even that much. And I recited one durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 3 to 4 seconds you recite one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 30 seconds you will recite 10 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 1 minute, automatically 20 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means in 5 minutes, minimum, in 5 minutes you will be reciting 100 durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't you recite 100 durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily? Allahu Akbar. If you want excellence, I can give you an excellence of reciting durood 50 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites durood 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. Again, day of judgment is coming. That day where everyone will be horrified, terrified, scared, worried. On that day, if you get an opportunity of shaking the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what more do you want from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to shake the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not saying go in one corner and recite salah your entire life. In today's time, if you want to meet a great personality, what do we have to do? We have to book an appointment. Nobody can just go in the president's office, the prime minister's office, and say, you know, I want to go and meet you, I want to shake your hand. No, he has security guards, he has people, he has protocol, he has lots of things. If you want to meet some Hazrat, you want to meet some great personality, yes, you have to take an appointment. Hazrat is busy, he's writing books, he's teaching, Hazrat is doing something, he's performing ibadat. You can't just go and meet him. And even if you want to go and meet him, there's a line, there's a gathering of people. It's impossible to meet him. So much difficulty you have to go, and then you go and meet him for a few seconds, for a few moments, and then you get extremely happy. You know, I shake the hands of so and so great personality. Here you want to shake the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is not asking you to go and break a mountain. He's not asking you to spend your entire life in ibadat. He says, the one who recites 50 times durood upon me daily, I will shake hands with that person. Just 50 times. 50 times. 2.5 minutes can't you take out and recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If the answer is no, that you can't take out that much time and recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ask your heart and ask yourself, are you a proper follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you a real lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you someone that really loves the sunnah and the holy zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you are saying that yes, you are a proper lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then 50 times will be very little for you. You were supposed to be reciting 1,000 times and more than that durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat, Sayyidina Shaykh Mulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razawi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he says that, you know, everyone should make a habit of at least reciting 313 times durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. 313 in nisbat and relation to the Ashab of Badr, those Sahaba Kiram who fought in the Battle of Badr and they sacrificed everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least they were 313 in number, at least with that munasibat, with that suitability, with that relation, with that connection, with that nisbat, recite durood at least 313 times every day. Allahu Akbar. So, after every discourse, after every episode, we are going to take a lesson. And this lesson is, as I mentioned in the beginning, everything has an impact first and foremost on the youngsters, on the youth. There must be some youngsters who are watching me. Maybe somebody was scrolling somewhere and all of a sudden he just opened and now he is listening to me. So stop. If you are listening to me, listen to these last words and then you can go away. And these last words are that yes, we claim to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But one duty which we were supposed to be doing is reciting durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we reciting durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I'm not talking about one durood, two durood. No. Every salah, yes, we recite durood. Before azan, we recite durood. In the mahfil, in gatherings, we recite durood. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about as your daily routine. Do you take out time and recite durood on the blessed zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As we mentioned, at least 50. I would say the minimum will be 1,000, as Ulama Ikram have mentioned. But at least 50, if you can take out time and recite durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start with 50. Inshallah, this 50 will go to 100, 150, 200, 500, 1,000, 2,000, even 10,000, inshallah. And you won't even know that, you know, your entire life will be filled with blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message which I want you all to leave with today is, please make a habit of reciting durood on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's times, you know, it's a time of fitna, a time of mischief. And we need to show everyone that we are the ardent and the staunch lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order for us to do that, we will show the entire world that we are going to recite durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. And that is going to prove our love and our devotion to our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's all recite durood one time together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah. Subhanallah, this topic is so beautiful that you know, it touches our heart and we feel like discussing more. Alhamdulillah, we have made, you know, the opening of this beautiful series with the blessed name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a topic which was related to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, we will be discussing many more fruitful and beautiful topics like this. And with these beautiful topics, we will try and take away some lesson which we can implement in our hearts and lives, and something which we can do to become a better person. And my target is, alhamdulillah, the youngsters, the youth who are watching me, that we are trying to rectify ourselves. And our madani aim is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So for our rectification, we need to learn these beautiful things. We need to listen to these beautiful things and then implement it in our hearts and lives. And inshallah, azawajal, you will see that we will become a beautiful, our gathering will become beautiful, the people around us will become beautiful, and everything will become beautiful. Subhanallah. And inshallah, we will be back with another beautiful episode. Till then, be happy, remain happy. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts and minds, because this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. I hope myself and you have learned a lot from today's episode. We take your leave, inshallah. We hope to see you soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always preserve you all and keep you all happy. Till then, remain smiling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.